The NIA, National Investigation Agency, probing the brutal murder case of Kanhaiya Lal that took place on June 28, 2022, in Udaipur, Rajasthan, has filed a charge sheet in the court. The 3,500-page charge sheet has made many new revelations. It is being told that a gang worked together in this brutal murder, in which some Muslim neighbors of Kanhaiya Lal did his RIS. It has also been claimed that the brutal murder was carried out at the behest of Pakistani handlers. According to reports, it has been told in the NIA charge sheet that a WhatsApp group was formed to plan the murder of Kanhaiya Lal. Pakistani nationals were also included in this group. The leader of the gang is said to be Karachi-based Salman Attari, the mastermind of Kanhaiya Lal's murder. It is reported that Salman, along with his other Pakistani associates, incited Indian Muslims to join the WhatsApp group against Hindus. He also asked to cut off the heads of those who were insolent in the glory of Muhammad. People related to PFI are also said to be connected in this WhatsApp group. It is also being claimed that Kanhaiya Lal's murderer Muhammad Ghus had already met Salman Attari. According to reports, the number of fanatics in the gang whose active role in the murder of Kanhaiya Lal was 9 as told in the NIA charge sheet. All these accused have been arrested and are lodged in a high-security jail of Ajmer. According to the charge sheet, the accused executed their respective conspiracies. Wasim Ali, 32, a gang member, has a boutique near Kanhaiya Lal's house. He had continuously conveyed the information about Kanhaiya Lal's arrival and departure to the murderers. It has been told in the charge sheet that 41-year-old Raza alias Muslim Khan, a wholesale businessman, agreed with the Pakistanis and instigated the others to kill Kanhaiya Lal. On the instigation of Muslim Raza, 23-year-old Asif Hussain, who works at a spectacles shop, and 32-year-old Mohammad Mohsin, who runs a shop named Five Star Chicken, also agreed to get involved in this conspiracy. The task of the murder was given to Mohammad Ghaus and Riyaz Ansari. Instructions were given to keep the method of murder, Satan Se Juda. The task of RIS was given to Wasim Ali. It is also being told that based on Wasim's information, the initial plan was to kill Kanhaiya Lal in his house, which was later changed to his shop. 19-year-old Muhammad Javed was entrusted with the work of spying on Kanhaiya Lal's shop and its surroundings. Javed used to work at a bangle shop near Kanhaiya Lal's shop. He continuously updated the killers about his routine. Mohsin Khan, 25, got the responsibility of arranging the weapon. Mohsin used to run a lathe machine, a machining tool that is used primarily for shaping metal. He had made special daggers for this murder. Fahad Muhammad, the owner of the chicken shop, took the responsibility of ensuring that the daggers were not visible to anyone till the time of the murder. He had kept the dagger hidden in his shop till the time of the murder. Before beheading Kanhaiya Lal, Riyaz and Ghaus had seen the web series of Ertugrul Ghazi, famous in Islamic countries, including Turkey. Karachi-based Salman Attari and Abu Ibrahim have also been accused in this charge sheet. Earlier on February 10, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested Social Democratic Party of India, SDPI, District President Sohail Khan in a case against PFI in Delhi. According to sources, after the Kanhaiya Lal murder case in Udaipur, the NIA had called Sohail Khan twice to Jaipur for questioning. He is also accused of giving provocative speeches and raising hateful slogans. It was revealed that Sohail is close to Ghaus Muhammad, the main accused in the Kanhaiya Lal murder case. Earlier last year, the NIA team also came to Udaipur during the action on PFI by the Modi government. But Sohail fled from the house as soon as he got information about the NIA team reaching his house.